No, Da Fiume.
You're going to get a Westmont pension.
Okay, here we go, guys. Yeah. We're in the 16th chapter of Hilchos Tumas Ames. Halacha Beis. Okay, this is not a very difficult halacha.
Oh.
Hayekzayis min hames. You have a kezayis of a dead person. Yeah, so that gives off tuma. Befia arev, in the mouth of a raven.
Oh, a raven.
The hell, and now he covers up al gabi aruba on top of a skylight. At shenimtza be kezayis ba avir aruba. So now I got a kezayis of dead meat on top of the skylight. Okay, now
on top of the skylight.
He's on top.
He's hovering.
No,
Ba'avir. It's in the airspace.
He could be. What, it's levitating.
Well, it's in the raven's mouth.
Yeah.
It's in the raven's mouth.
Raven came through the skylight.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't. He's just standing on the roof, but his mouth could be over the skylight.
Yeah, that's right. He could be standing at the edge.
Yeah, standing at the edge. And then his mouth. In his mouth is that.
In his mouth is the kezayis of meat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if the skylet's not a poseach tefach, and that means it really is closed.
Yeah.
Tumah's not gone out. Habay is tummy. The house is still tummy. The house is still tummy. So the.
How are you going to know this?
Very little commentary.
How are you
going to
know this if you're in the house?
He's saying everything in the house is tummy. So how does that work? You got to say something to the effect that he's going into the house a little bit. How does the tumma go from outside of the house into the house?
Yeah, because if it's not a tefach. So it's not really that.
I'm saying I'm not exactly sure exactly where is the kezayis of the not kosher food, the tummy food.
Because there is no picture.
There's no picture at all. Well, where is the kezayis? And more than that,
I don't want to see a picture of that.
Very little commentary. Okay.
You see the bottom of the Hebrew? Can you read the?
It says Vehel Agaviru he becomes part of the roof.
Right.
The bird becomes part of the roof.
The definite and its walls.
And like they're going down to the bottom. I don't understand what that means. So it seems somehow it's creating a reality that the Kesayas is inside the house. Okay. Now, some say it might be even inside the skylight. And that's what I think is the point. Somehow, the raven's dipping his head inside the house.
Yeah.
So, therefore, what's coming out is the raven is closing up. Mm. Since the skylight is considered closed,
right.
So if the raven is dipping down, but his feet could be on the rooftop, but he could be peeking in, and his mouth is inside the area, so now the tumah is there, and then it will spread into the whole house since the house is considered closed. Mm-hmm. So since it's closed, it's less than a tefach, there's an ohel there.
Mm-hmm.
And things will spread through the house. So I guess that's the case of tumah.
How long does it say tumah for it? And as long as it's in there? But how about if he takes it right out?
Well, then the tumah would go out.
Or he has dinner.
Tumah would go out. Okay. Now let's go back to our regular difficult cases. Okay, now remember, everything we saw yesterday was with one roof. One house, one roof. In other words, take off the top part of the picture, take off the second floor, and that's exactly what we had yesterday. Now we're adding a second floor. All right, so the picture clearly showing over here that you've got two skylights that are lined up exactly against each other. Okay.
Yeah.
And you've got this dead person sitting under the regular roof, not under the skylight.
Yeah.
And the question is going to be, where is the tumah going to go? That's the question. Now, yesterday we learned that if you take off the top part of the picture, what did we say? The tumah goes all around and the entire house, except for the skylight, is tummy.
Right.
Question is, what's going to happen now with the second floor, where you've got the skylight opening up into the second floor? So that's the case over here. Gimel. Bayis varuba. You have a house with a skylight. Be'emtza tikra sabayis, which is the middle of the roof of the house. But va'aliyah, there's a second floor, al-gabav, on top of the first floor. Varuba Acheris, and there's another skylight, Yesh, Be'em Satikas Aliyah, on the middle of the roof of the second floor. Varubos Mechuvan Zulam Azu, and the twilights are exactly lined up with each other. So it's going to really be a repetition of the other halacha when there was only one floor. Bein Shiesh Barubos Paseach Tefach, it doesn't matter if the skylights are a Tefach open. Bein Sheimen Paseach Tefach, whether it's not a Paseach, a Tefach open. Vituma Babayis, if there's Tuma in the house, meaning to say, not by the skylights. That's this picture, exactly this picture. What's the halacha? The halacha, as this picture suggests, but not as your commentary suggests. So we're going to go with the picture, not with the commentary, Martin. What's going to happen? So, So keneged ha'arubos, the part that is inside the area of the skylights,
is tahor.
Tahor is completely tahor. And that's what it's showing you, straight up.
You got to bring that picture.
No. But this picture here. Again, take the skylight and just go straight up to the top. Everything straight up to the top is tahor. And that's what this picture is showing you. Picture showing you the bottom part, skylight area, is okay. And everything straight up is okay.
And the second floor.
We didn't get to that yet. We're coming there. Now he's going to say, now here's where it's a machlokas. Commentary of the Rambam here, and this picture's commentary. So I think there's conflicting commentaries here. Vahashar, the symbol meaning is, and the remainder is tummy.
What?
Is tummy. So my commentary says, regardless if it's the first floor or the second floor. That's what my commentary says. However, this commentary doesn't say anything, but from the picture, it speaks volumes. So, and that's what I thought it meant. Well, let's think about this. The bottom floor, well, pretend there was no second floor. The bottom floor is all tummy because the tumah spreads all around.
Except for the skylight.
But the skylight is like, it's a separate entity. It's open, but it goes around, so that's tummy. Okay, well, if the tumah can't go into the skylight, it ain't going through the skylight up to the second floor, right?
Right.
It can't because it's not going through the first floor.
Right.
So if it's not going through the second floor, how in the world could the tumah under the walls get to the second floor? One way it could get to the second
skylight.
Floor. It's through the skylight. But if it doesn't even go across on the first floor, how's it going to go to the second floor?
Right.
So that's why I would suggest that this picture is the correct rendition, not as my commentary says on the bottom that says the both floors are tummy. So this...
How does it get both places?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what my commentary says. Martin, look at footnote Chavei. Look at footnote Chavei. It says, Bein Babayis, Bein Ba'aliyah.
Yeah, sure does.
So it's not...
That was the original case, right?
Yes.
So is that roof tame?
Regardless.
Well, that would be like the top of the second... That would be like our top of the...
But remember, an ohel blocks the tumah.
Right.
Blocks the tumah. Doesn't matter. Blocks the tumah, anything on top. The tumah doesn't rise past it. Well, not. It blocks it. That's it. So it's blocked. So it's not going to make anything else tummy. Okay, that's that case. Now let's move on to what was the same thing as... Now let's move on. Second case. Hoya. Okay. Now, Hoysa Tumaya Keneged Arubos.
Yes.
What if the dead person was on the bottom of the skylight, paralleling all the skylights?
That's the next picture.
Right? So what do we say? Hare Habayis Kulo Tohor. The house is all tahor. Because it's no different than the regular case with one floor.
Right.
What do we say with one floor? Obviously, the Tumah is where... Where is there going to be tumah? Tumah is going to be directly not the whole skylight,
just
directly
the body
over the carcass. You see in the picture on the bottom here? Mm-hmm. The carcass, that little circle, is not taking up the whole skylight.
Right.
Just will go straight up to the top because there's no oil at all. It just goes right up to the shemayim. And also, it's not spreading because it's not part of the rest of the house. So that's exactly like the first halacha when we had one floor. We're just dividing it up into two floors, and it works out exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's pretty clear. Okay? And that doesn't matter if the opening is a tefach or not a tefach. It doesn't matter. Okay, that's the first two cases.
But how much over the goof does the
whatever is over the body, whatever area is,
how high does it go up?
To the heavens.
Unlimited,
but only, see, that little circle is giving us the full dimensions of the body. Whatever space the body takes, straight over the body, the tumah goes straight through the skylight, but doesn't cover the whole skylight, only the part where that...
This is why we had the stories about the Kohanim in the airplane.
Anyway, so that is this. So this is which one now? This was Gimel Beis, right? No.
No. This is Gimel 1.
Okay, this next one's Hoya Barubos Poseach Tefach. Now we're Gimel 2 now.
Yeah.
Okay, next set of cases. Same picture. We're just making it one little short idea over here. Is there any more space over it? That's it. Okay, now let's take a look at this. So until now, we had everything was open. Everything was open. Now we're going to cover up some of the skylights. Hayu barubos poseach tefach. Let's start where the aruba is a tefach. So it's a tefach, the tumah is going to go straight out. It's going to go straight out, and it's not going to disperse it underneath. It just goes straight out, straight through the top of that. So now, if it had a pasef tefach, vahatuma, and the tuma doesn't matter, bein tachas tikras habayis, doesn't matter if it's under the walled part of the ceilings of the house, bein kereged arubos, whether it's in under the skylights, important now, v'nosam dover shehu mekabel tuma. Ooh. You put something on it that is mekabel tumah.
On the skylight.
Right? Now, where is it going to go? Either skylight. Bein lamala meruba sabayis, whether it's on top of the skylight over the lower floor. Bein lamala meruba sabayis, whether it's on the skylight on the upper floor, which is the left-hand picture. Now, what's the rule about something that's blocking up a skylight that's mekabel tumah? It spreads the tumah, but doesn't block the tumah.
Right.
That's the rule of something's makabel tumah. Spreads the tumah, but doesn't block the tumah.
Worst of both worlds.
Right. So therefore, hakol tameh. Yeah. Both floors will be tameh.
Yeah.
So let's see how that works. Remember, it spreads the tumah, but doesn't block the tumah. And this is a tefach wide. So let's look at the right-hand case first. It doesn't really matter. Well, so let's say, okay, you got the tumah off to the side there, right? On the right-hand case. Mm-hmm. So now, it's going to get the whole house, because the skylight has been blocked, okay? So even though it's not blocking it, but it will spread the tumah.
Yeah, spread the tumah.
So the tumah is completely spread. And more than that, it's going to now also connect to the thing that's makabel tumah, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Something's makabel tumah.
Okay.
So that little square in the middle there, it's makabel tumah.
So it'll spread to the
it
next
becomes tameh.
Yeah, so it spreads up.
Now that that's tameh, it's going to make the second floor tameh.
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
Now, that and let's say
and
you're going.
And the roof also?
All the way to the top.
Including the roof.
And then through the roof. And through the roof and keeps going.
Depending on where the skylight is.
Well,
no.
Well
yeah. Depending on what's next to it. Depending on what's next to it. But that's not the issue over here. All right.
Shelley, you're correct.
So that's something. Now the other case, same thing. If you've got it under the skylight, it doesn't really matter under or over the skylight. You've got it blocked on the top.
Yeah.
The fact you got blocked on the top, it's a tefach, it's going straight through. It's going straight through also.
And spreading it,
because the top one is really connecting the two floors.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. If the top one is easier, the top one is making both floors into one house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just spreading everywhere. So it wouldn't matter where the tumah is. The bottom one, the right-hand picture, the bottom one is making the whole bottom floor tumah. And once it is tumah, it now is part of the second floor, and its tumah spreads the entire second floor as well. So that's why everything hakol tumah on both floors. Okay? And that's what we say. Something that's tummy does not block, and we just see it as if it's like one big house. That's all it is. Okay, that is which picture now?
That was that
Gimel 2.
Yeah. Let's go to
now. This Gimel was 3. Something that was, yes, Makabel Tumah. So it's not a blocker, right? It spreads but doesn't block. Now I move to the next picture. All right, now with this white little rectangle is something that's not Makabel Tumah.
Oh, so it blocks.
Oh, I didn't say four more words in the Rambam. I'm sorry. It's Hakol Tumah She'ein Dover Tumah Chotzeitz. Something that's Tumah, okay, it's not a blocker. It's not a blocker. It spreads the Tumah, doesn't block. So that's the halach for that. Now we're going to the next case. This picture now. Nosan Dover She'emekol. Now you have something that's not Makabel Tumah. So it's not Makabel Tumah. What does it do? It blocks and spreads. Blocks and spreads. Yeah. So let's see what's going to happen now. So now you put this ala ruba sabais. You put it on the skylights. Okay. So let's see what's going to happen. Now this, you're putting it first case. You're putting on the skylight, the right hand case, the skylight of the lower floor. When it's got a lower floor, habayis tamei, the whole house is tamei. Valiyat tahor, the upper floor is tahor. Why? Because since it's a thing that's not Makabel Tumah, it blocks it, so it doesn't go any past. You've blocked it. But Nesano al Harub Arubas Aliyah, but if you put it now on top of the second floor skylight, so what's happening? Well, the Tumah is just going through everywhere, and Habayis Valiyah, and it's closing up both into one large house and spreading it as well, and blocking it. So bias valia to mayim, both the bottom floor and the top floor are tummy, because it's like one big house that the tumah is all mixed together. Okay. Ukenegdo milamala, and whatever is on top of that thing, since it blocks, and this will answer your question from before, Mark, lashamayim tor, anything above it is tor, because it's a blocker. You asked before when it was Tameh, it doesn't block.
Right.
So everything beyond it will make it Tameh. Okay. Now this is all when the skylights are a Tefach. Okay. Now we're moving on to the next case where they're not a Tefach. So what does that mean? It's not a Tefach. Well, the fact that it's not a Tefach, it already tells me the Tumah is not going to
go through.
Go through.
Yeah.
And it's going, it's not going to go through. And what about, and it's going to stay in where it is, yeah, right? So now let's see what's going to happen. Now doesn't really matter
if you have this Kaylee,
what you have over here, because it's already considered blocked.
Well, all four pictures are the same.
Exactly. So Ein Barubos Poseach Tefach, if the skylights do not have a tefach out there, Vatuma tachas tikras habayis, and the tumas underneath the ceiling parts, the covered parts. Vinasam badaver hamakabel tumah, and you put something that could be makabel tumah. This is the top two pictures. Ubein davar she makabel tumah, or something that's not makabel tumah. The bottom two pictures. Bein al arubas habayis, doesn't matter if it's on the skylight of the main floor. Bein al arubas aliyah, doesn't matter if it's on the skylight of the top floor. Ain't Tumah Ela Habayis. Only the house below is Tumah.
Can't get through to the top.
Right? And really, neither the pieces are really doing anything.
No.
Because it's already considered
blocked.
Shein Tumah Yotzes La'aliyah B'bachas Mitevach. Because the Tumah does not go through the bottom floor to the top floor. By virtue of the fact, there's no Tevach. So therefore, it's just straightforward. It's staying where it's at, and that's all you got. There's nothing to talk about.
When we talked about windows. We made a differentiation whether they had a function or not, right? If, when they were small, whether the lights or not. But here,
here he's not talking about functions. It's Aruba seems to be straight off Tefach, and that's it. Doesn't make any demarcations there.
But so, something still gets through, right? Because there is an opening, just smaller than a Tefach.
No so, Tumah gets through. From so our perspective, it's considered...
It's not enough Tumah, right? Something
nothing! Wrong. Nothing!
It's blocked. It's considered
it's blocked.
It's not big enough for the Tumah to get out.
That's the rule. It's considered blocked. That we've had that for a while already.
No, I know that, but I just feel because there's a little bit of opening there should be something.
Okay, now we come to the hard part.
Okay.
As if this wasn't hard till now.
Okay.
Is this... Okay, last set of pictures here.
Dalid.
Hoysa. Now, this was when the tumma, remember the last picture, the tumma was not under the skylights. Now we're putting it under the skylights.
Okay.
Hoysa tumma keneged arubas. Now, in all four pictures, the tumma is under the skylights. Venus and Dovershu makabel tumma. You're putting something that's makabel tumma. With it being less than, this is the halacha that everyone has trouble understanding. Bein lamal, bein lamat, doesn't matter if it's on the top of the roof or on the top of the first floor.
Give both of it.
Habayis, valiyah, tmeim, they're both tamei. Yeah. And the commentaries have a big problem. They say, we don't understand why.
I don't understand why. It should block it.
What should make a difference? They're saying, there's some kind of chiddush over here that somehow with the.
And what does it say here?
Nothing, 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 nothing. Believe me, I spent a lot of time trying.
It shouldn't
be any different than the bottom case. Shouldn't be different than the bottom case.
Right.
But he said, he gives it a reason, but I don't understand it. He says, Shari Eire Vesatuma. We're combining the tumas. So some of the Rambam has this idea, if it's such a small thing, space, somehow when you have something that's makabel tumma, it just lets it go through, and the commentators are having trouble to understand how is that possible. This is a difficulty that is not resolved so easily. Final case, nos and davar she'ena makabel tumma. Now you put something that's not makabel tumma, so what do we say about that? It blocks the tumma and spreads it. Okay. So now, bein lamal, bein lamat, doesn't matter if it's on the top of the top floor or the top of the bottom floor. Ain't tummy, but only the bottom house is tummy. As we would assume it to be. Because why? Because it stops, because there's not enough space for it to go through. And somehow, something that's tar doesn't combine the tummas. Something about, if it's a tummy thing blocking it, somehow it combines the tumma when it's smaller than a tevach.
But if you look at on the right side, top picture, the right side, bottom picture.
Yeah.
It's the same tumma coming through, and yet the top is clear. The top
but it
one
shouldn't
is
go through. It
and the bottom one isn't. And it's the same, because it's the same blockage for the top picture on the right and the same blockage for the bottom picture on the right. And yet, the top one is contaminated.
Unless you want to say, it's a tumas. I don't know what you're going to say.
Because it's the same thing.
Exactly the same thing
on the right side.
So it's a problem.
Mark has a thought.
No. I have a question. So using this logic, let's say we had nothing covering at all. We just had the tefach opening. What color would the top? What would the situation look like?
We already had that in the earlier pictures. It would only be Matami. What's in line with the corpse?
Yeah.
That was the first picture we started with.
So having the something mekabel tumma makes it worse?
That's the thing. That's what the Rambam's saying, but we don't understand why it is that way. That's the question. We know what he's saying. And he's even telling you why, but I don't understand why. He's saying somehow when the tumma is there, when it's less than a tefach, somehow it spreads it. And when it wasn't a tefach, somehow it doesn't spread it. When it's less a tefach, somehow it does spread it. It's a problem. That's all there is to it.
The one on the top left, because whatever you put there can get tumma, right?
Well, by the fact that it's less than a tefach, it's already blocked.
Maybe
it should
be blocked. Because what it says here in English is you extend the impurity.
Yeah, but why?
What about the picture on the top right then, Shelley?
But it was blocked already.
It itself.
It's blocked. But it's blocked.
The item itself.
Once it's blocked, it's not getting through. It shouldn't be touching the tummy thing at all. It's blocked it. So this is a problem. I just don't have an answer. That's okay.
On the right, I don't get it all.
Okay. Anyway, we move on. We don't know everything. Okay. Then he answers, V'chol Eila Din Moisa Ruba. This is all when you made it intentionally as a skylight. But what if it just eroded and opened up by itself? Wear and tear. Remember, there's a different measurement for that. What is that? Shiro, the measurement is not a tefach, but melo egrof, the full fist of a giant, which he says is the same shape as the head, much wider. And then that becomes the new tefach, or the new less than a tefach, if it happened by itself. Kamosha Barano, as we explained. And we're going to stop it over here. There's enough on our little minds today. Okay, shkoyach.